cannot help me to come across different definition of the mind. Sometimes is kalischitta.
Well, there's mano is the mind sense, M-A-N-O. When you talk about the six senses, mano is a word that's used for mind. The mind sense is mano. And then citta, C-I-T-T-A, citta is representing the, particularly the knowing faculty. And when they talk about liberation or the mind being liberated, it's the citta that is liberated. Mano is never used in terms of liberation. So, like, it's the mano is the sixth of the six senses. So, seeing, hearing, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. When it's that six, mano is the sixth one. But then, when it's talking about liberation, their hearts were liberated when they heard that Dhamma teaching. Then the hearts of the five. We were reciting the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta this morning. So the denouement of that, the very end of that, then it's the hearts of those five disciples were liberated. Jitta can be translated as mind, but also as heart. Sometimes it depends on people's usage, but heart is a little bit more common as a translation. Heart.
Yeah.